the endless chatter in Washington about political strategy, Podorser believes, has little to do with how change really gets made. My basic take on politics is that it's all pretty obvious if you don't overthink it or swallow the prevailing frameworks whole, he once wrote. After that, just relentlessly identify your assumptions and challenge them. Podorser applies that approach to everything. When he coached his now adult son's Little League team in the D.C. suburbs, he trained the boys not to swing at most pitches, a tactic that infuriated both their and their opponents' parents, but won the team a series of championships. Trump's election in 2016, credited in part to his unusual strength among the sort of blue-collar white voters who once dominated the AFL-CIO, prompted Podorser to question his assumptions about voter behavior. He began circulating weekly number-crunching memos to a small circle of allies and hosting strategy sessions in D.C. But when he began to worry about the election itself, he didn't want to seem paranoid. It was only after months of research that he introduced his concerns in his newsletter in October 2019. The usual tools of data, analytics, and polling would not be sufficient in a situation where the president himself was trying to disrupt the election, he wrote. Most of our planning takes us through Election Day, he noted. But we are not prepared for the two most likely outcomes, Trump losing and refusing to concede, and Trump winning the Electoral College despite losing the popular vote by corrupting the voting process in key states. We desperately need to systematically red team this election so that we can anticipate and plan for the worst we know will be coming our way. It turned out Podorser wasn't the only one thinking in these terms. He began to hear from others eager to join forces. The Fight Back Table, a coalition of resistance organizations, had begun scenario planning around the potential for a contested election, gathering liberal activists at the local and national level into what they called the Democracy Defense Coalition. Voting rights and civil rights organizations were raising alarms. A group of former elected officials was researching emergency powers they feared Trump might exploit. Protect Democracy was assembling a bipartisan election crisis task force. It turned out that once you said it out loud, people agreed, Podorser says, and it started building momentum.